When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the men's
random,
room.
Random.
Hello, Cheyenne.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Cheyenne, welcome to the program. Random question, question. All right, let's see. All right, Cheyenne, if you could bring back one store or restaurant, what would it be?
Gotta go with... probably Boston Market. I mean, you can find one or two.
Ooh,
around.
That's a strong call.
That really is good. Or a Kenny Rogers roaster.
I know Kenny Rogers for a fact is gone. Is Boston Market completely done, or did they just downsize where you can't find them?
I don't know. Was there one more of those?
What's that? In that kind of genre?
Yeah.
So, all right.
Boston Market. Was there one more
Kenny
of those?
Kenny Rogers, Boston Market.
But Kenny Rogers was... That got famous because of Seinfeld. Like, you didn't see that many of them.
You didn't. You're right.
Whereas, like, Boston Market seemed like they were everywhere.
They were everywhere.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of save my ass on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Holidays are doing radio. I mean, seriously. Go there and get, like, a half a meatloaf, half a chicken, whatever you get. Ham, you know.
Well, the other thing, too, is, like, nowadays, especially, it's like, I guess everybody just goes to the grocery store to get them. But, like, it would be nice to go somewhere and just get half a rotisserie chicken.
Is, like, Woolworths still around anywhere? Remember, I just feel like as a child... Half of my childhood, as I perceive it, was spent at Woolworths waiting for my mother to do whatever. But Woolworths back then had like a little counter. You could get pancakes, a milkshake, whatever. So my mom would be buying whatever it is moms buy when you're that age. She gave me $5. She's like, just sit at the counter, right? I got a milkshake. I'd get pancakes. I could get waffles. Whoever works behind the counter always treated you like gold.
Yeah.
Give you a scoop of ice cream on the house.
Well,
kind of thing.
I was going to say, just ice cream places in general. So I wasn't the biggest fan of Cold Stone Creamery. But you go there, it's not bad. I mean, Baskin-Robbins, we used to have one on 15th in Seattle. Yep. That's gone.
There's Haagen-Dazs in a few places.
I'm with you, though. Baskin-Robbins and Cold Stone were the two I remember going to the most.
There was also Howard Johnson's growing up.
Howard Johnson was everywhere, man. And that was, and it depends how you grew up, but we used to always do road trips. Let me rephrase that. We would always, quote-unquote, go on vacation. My parents would never pay for airplane tickets, so we ended up on a road trip to get to a destination eventually. But Howard Johnson's, man, we would see that orange sign from a mile away. My parents knew it will shut us up, right? We would pull over. I would get chocolate chip pancakes every single time, get a piece of cheesecake at the end.
Well, back to just breakfast. So we used to have a Denny's over in Capitol Hill.
Yep.
We used to have a Denny's in Ballard. I mean, there's one in Soto. But just breakfast... Places in general seemed like there's not as many.
There's
if you're in your South, there's Waffle Houses. There's all those things.
Yeah, but the South
so we
has
have IHOP and Denny's. Now that Sherry's is gone, right?
Sherry's is basically gone. There's 16 Boston Market locations remaining.
And the entire United States?
That's it.
That's it. Where are they? Are they like Northeast?
Are they in Boston?
I can't see that. Just yeah, somewhere in the Northeast.
And that's it?
Yeah.
Man, oh man. I know, like, Perkins is still around. I just don't see as many. And I'm sure I'm just being nostalgic, and the food is probably horrible. But, again, from childhood, maybe once every 6 weeks on a Sunday, my dad would just yell down the stairs, you guys want to go to Perkins? And he might as well have said, do you want to visit Santa Claus and get gifts? I mean, we were like, oh, hell yeah, man. Like, for whatever reason, that was the joint.
I mean, just regular restaurants that aren't, like, national chains. I don't live up there, so I don't miss it as much, but Bill's Off-Broadway.
Oh, man.
I love that place.
It still kills me because they had the one in Greenwood as well. And look, when you have kids, man, a place like that, the food was outstanding. Kids were cool until like 8 or 9. But when your kids are that young, that's about the right time to get the hell out of there anyway. But we would go there. Like, the kids were happy. We were happy. I could drink a beer. They had milk that they would inevitably spill. There's TVs with sports on. That place was great.
As far as non-food. So, do you guys remember the Sharper Image?
Yes.
So they had stores.
Of course.
It was kind of like the back. It was kind of like the magazine and the airplanes for a while.
Yeah, and just they had like all that stuff.
Weird gimmicky crap.
You don't need any of it.
You just
you
walk around
like
and go, "What is this? That's pretty cool." Like, and then the other was Spencer's. For the same exact reason.
I don't know if Spencer's, so.
You could go in there and get one of those shaky up eight balls.
Or, I saw
you
know, Spencer's, like, we're stupid. Delaware last year, they have the outlet malls. And the thing with that is, I don't know how prevalent Spencer's is anymore, but my kids had never heard of it. And kids have heard of every freaking thing, right? So they were like, well, what is it? And I was like, look, guys, honestly, I don't know how to explain it to you. We're just going to walk in, and but you're going to like it. And, you know, kids are. So like, are you sure? I said, I promise you. We spent more time in that Spencer's than anywhere else, right? My son, just all the posters, the stupid T-shirts, and the kids, everything they wanted to buy had an F-word on it somewhere.
Yeah.
Because my daughter's like, ooh, can I get this hat? And now when I looked at the hat, it was a black knit cap. There's like a cat face on it, which suits her perfectly. I'm like, yeah, sure, man. So we go up to the register. They got some other stuff, too. And when the cashier picked it up to check the price, she flips it over. It says something like, go F yourself. And I'm like, whoa, no, man.
Damn.
You cannot get
that. That's for me.
But we really had to go through everything. So then my son, he's still like super Deadpool at this time. And they have Deadpool every freaking thing there. Oh, yeah. So he's pulling down T-shirts. And I would kind of hear him grumble. I said, man, just pick the one you want. Don't worry about it. It's like, I don't think you're going to let me get this one. I'm like, what? And I'm telling like eight different ones had a quote from the movie, uh-huh. but like the most profane stuff. So I would laugh. And I'm like, look, man, that is very funny, but I can't buy that for you.
I can't send you to one of your friends' house.
No. Look, between you and me, that is hilarious. But no, we can't do it. But they thought Spencer's was the greatest thing. And then to your point, Miles, they're like, why isn't this store everywhere? I said, I do not know.
Raise your hands if you could bring back one store or restaurant, what would it be? Sears. It's closing its store in Burbank. That will leave just one location standing in all of California.
That is crazy.
The only remaining California store after the Burbank closure will be one in Whittier. However, they say even the Concord store may remain only a bit longer, so they might shut that one down too. Company will then have just six stores nationwide, a stark contrast to its heyday of 3,500 locations, dominating, they say, the American retail landscape. The other five are Miami, Orlando, El Paso, Braintree, Massachusetts, and Puerto Rico.
That is crazy.
Puerto Rico has a Sears.
So they have a lot of crap, man.
Puerto Rico.
It's almost like the land that time forgot. Like you go through there and you're like, ooh.
Is that a Blockbuster?
Church's Fried Chicken.
But it's not, man. Sears was everywhere. Like every Christmas they would send out the Sears catalog, yeah. which was the size of a phone book. And if you were anything like my brother and I, you went to toys first, right, because Christmas is coming, and then we'd flip to the bra section.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the unsexiest thing ever. I mean, this is not Victoria's Secret.
But hey, it's boobs without a shirt on.
It was boobs without a shirt on, even though it's these granny bras with 18 clips in the back. But I mean, that was like a highly, think about Craftsman Home,
so that's
which
what
is what Seattle's known
also
for.
Also their tools. So
right. Oh, yeah.
Sears has spun off their tool division.
Right.
Because that's still valuable.
But Craftsman Homes are based, I mean, think about it. Sears is responsible in a way.
It was in a catalog.
For Craftsman
Homes. You could buy a home in a catalog.
And
it was $2,500 to buy a home.
Yeah.
Well, you bought the plans. And then they came
and
in.
And then they would build.
And they bought the home.
But, I mean, think about Seattle. You know, anywhere you go in this country, when they talk about certain architecture, one thing that people seem to know about Seattle, they say the Craftsman Homes, and it cracks me up, because I'm like, that it's like a Sears derivative.
I didn't realize that's what those houses all were.
That is absolutely.
I like them.
To be fair, I did not know that until we moved to Seattle. Everyone called them Craftsman. It's like saying a Tudor or a Queen Anne. I don't know what they look like, but I recognize what a Craftsman Home was. I'm like, okay, very similar look. And then someone explained, you realize this is kind of a Sears thing. I'm like, what? So now there's only six of these left, and you have a city like Seattle, Portland to a degree, where your main housing style, maybe not now because all this modern crap they're putting up, but the main housing style is a direct result of Sears.
That was probably the biggest, like the most jarring event in my life is just hearing that Sears was hurting that bad and like they're going away. Because I remember growing up, we went to Sears once a month at least.
Yeah. Well,
that was your guide to Christmas.
Also,
yes.
Like,
so the Sears catalog.
We lived in Sears because, again, it was the only store that had a Husky section.
Had a Husky.
So if you were a short, fat kid, like you had to go to Sears to get jeans that fit.
Like all of our appliances came from Sears. All
every
of Dad's
of
tools came from
Vacuum.
Sears.
Every single one.
Like that was a full-on day. We'd go to South Center Mall, and we would spend half the doggone day just going floor after floor through Sears.
One of my favorite
We'd go to Laurel Mall, Laurel, Maryland. Go to Sears.
We'd go to Sears, and it's one of those deals. Where I don't remember what my father was buying. It was like an appliance or something. Okay, so they just didn't want us around because you have to do a lot of talk about the technical blah, blah, blah. So my parents just sent my brother and I off. Sears at the time had a doorbell session. And
Now,
so the thing with doorbells, not just what you want it to look like aesthetically, the button, But they had all the different bells hanging. And the one that we thought was super cool at the time was the eight-chimer. The ding-dong, 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 ding-dong. Right? If you had one of those, we were like, you must be rich. So
I had a neighbor.
My brother and I were pressing a button, and this thing's just chiming. And nobody seemed to care. But eventually, my mother walks over, and she's like, you guys have been playing this thing for like 15 minutes. Stop pressing the button. We're like, all right. So she gave it one last press, right, as the send-off. And then it broke and it wouldn't stop. All right, oh. So it goes ding dong on her put, like ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. And we kind of smile. Ding dong, ding dong. She's like, I didn't hit the button. We're like, uh oh. It kept going and going. And I remember she just grabbed us by the arms, like, just walk, just walk, just walk.
Oh.
And she doesn't want anyone to know. Naturally, she takes us back to my dad, who's still talking to the Sears sales guy. And the first thing we're like, Mom broke the doorbell. Listen.
Oh yep. My God. Well,
he lends an ear, then sure enough, it's still just going. And gone.
And you just love that it wasn't your fault.
Oh, dude, that was all. We got on her for like three months about
Mom,
that.
Mom, remember when you broke the doorbell?
That's been, the she was on. Like my daughter with you, with the mask. I swear to God, we were that annoying. Hey, Mom, remember when you broke the doorbell? Yes!